Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 31st year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nierad. With me is co-host Chris Teague. Chris, it is great to be with you, as always.
You as well, Jack. We are almost into fall here. The leaves are starting to change, and it's getting a little cool at night. How are things over on your side?
I was going to ask you about that. I mean, fall colors in Maine are just spectacular, and so that you have that to look forward to, I guess, in the next few weeks, something like that. Maybe 4 weeks or something like that, you'll have that all that happening. Here's a question I have for you, Chris. Would you lease a brand new EV if the monthly payment was $20?
I would. We actually just recently leased our own, but quite a bit more than $20.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, that's happening right now. We'll tell you more about that coming up. Some interesting reporting there. Ford has just introduced the most powerful Mustang ever, the 2025 Mustang GTD. And we'll have the details on that monster for you. And Volvo is ditching its vehicle subscription plan after several years of lackluster interest from the public. We'll have more on that, too. I think you're leasing your new Honda Prologue. Is that true? That's an EV, of course, and you probably have benefited from all this.
We did. We actually got it for well below $300 a month after all the incentives. I'll tell you a little bit more about it in the next segment.
Yeah, can't wait to hear that. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Dance in the Dark, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at DrivingToday.com/auto insurance. That's DrivingToday.com/auto-insurance. And, of course, you need that hyphen. As you longtime listeners to the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country. I live at the other. Each week we get together to talk about cars, the car industry, and how you can save some money on your car. You have a really interesting vehicle, I think, to test this week, Chris, one that a lot of people haven't seen. What is that?
I did. It's a 2025 Dodge Hornet. It's a small crossover in the GT Plus trim, and I can't wait to tell you all about it.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear about it. My test vehicle this week is the Ford Ranger Super Crew 4x4 FX4. Very cool off-road truck, so we'll talk about that. Our special guest is Brad Arnold. He is a Hyundai designer. We'll be talking about the all-new, well, not really all-new, but heavily revised 2025 Hyundai Tucson. He's a great guest. I'm sure you'll enjoy what he has to say. Really interesting guy. So we have a lot of show for you this week. Stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa!
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris T. Jackney Rad back with you. And interesting news this time around. And this is interesting news, I think, that hits home with you, Chris. EV leases are kind of shockingly inexpensive right now. In fact, reporting from Bloomberg that I've seen suggests that you can lease a brand new EV in some states like Colorado that has heavy incentives for something like $20 a month. It's kind of a mind blower there. But in any case, you know, very, very low cost for these EV leases. And you've taken advantage of this personally. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I can tell you, we bought a Honda Prologue back in June. We were shopping a couple other gas vehicles, SUVs, at the same time. We settled on the Prologue, Jack, because there are just so many incentives. And now this was almost 3 months ago, but we got the $7,500 federal tax credit, which is now applicable at the time of sale. So you basically get a discount off the top. We had a $2,000 main sufficiency main credit. And then there were several others that we qualified for. There were so many incentives that they had to split the transaction into two to get the computer to actually accept it. But the reality is we're paying well below $300 a month for our lease on a 3-year lease, and we don't drive that much. So it worked out well for us, and I'm learning now that you can get a Chevy Blazer EV for even less than that.
It's really interesting, isn't it? I mean, a lot of people are pointing to this and saying, well, it's proving that electric vehicles are popular and it's a bright spot for electric vehicles. I think it's quite the opposite in a lot of ways, right? I mean, it's almost like this is distressed merchandise that they're trying to blow out here. It's also interesting to me that really a tax loophole, a big loophole in the law is enabling most of this to happen. A lot of these leases, a lot of these vehicles wouldn't qualify for any kind of incentive if they weren't being leased. So that's a big part of it, too. I mean, what's your reaction to all that?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I like the Prologue. My wife likes the Prologue, but we would not have purchased it without the incentives, right? I mean, it's a somewhat $62,000 SUV. I mean, the normal lease price on that would be at least $500, $600 a month. And so the incentives really made the difference for us over a gas vehicle. I mean, otherwise, we would have probably gone for a Subaru, Subaru Ascent or something like that with three rows, but this was just too good to pass up.
Yeah, interesting stuff. I mean, according to Bloomberg, and this is very good reporting from Bloomberg, 32% of EVs now are being leased. That's up way, it's like three times the number that were being leased earlier in the year and before people kind of caught on to all this. It's interesting to me that this is, in some ways is, as I mentioned, a loophole. It's kind of finding something that the legislation wasn't really pushing, quite the opposite in terms of eliminating a lot of vehicle from the tax credit. But when you lease a vehicle, every lease vehicle is treated as if it's a commercial vehicle. And that's why the tax incentive applies. And I'm just kind of scratching my head over that. But I guess it's great for consumers right now to get these very, very low-cost leases on vehicles. And I would recommend, as I think you probably would, that people look for these going forward, right?
Yeah, I mean, all the limitations still apply, home charging, range, all the things you need to worry about when buying an EV. But I'll say this, leasing not only gets around the tax credit loophole, but it also kind of gets around some of the questions people have about EVs, right? Battery longevity, reliability, things like that, that people are worried about. How much is it going to cost if I have to replace a battery pack? You don't really have to worry about that with the lease because you're well under the warranty with all these programs. So I think it's kind of a double whammy that's pushing this forward.
Yeah, and I think you're going to find these leases from the traditional manufacturers more so than you're going to find them from Tesla. Tesla doesn't seem to be doing this very aggressively. Maybe they will get more aggressive about that, but their lease rate is much lower than we're seeing for a lot of others. And I'll tell you, the luxury brands, I mean, the lease rate is close to 90%, I think.
Yeah, Tesla has some funky things with their leases. On some of the vehicles, you can't buy them after the end of the lease. You have to turn them back in. And so, I mean, I can see some stumbling blocks there. But yeah, it is interesting to see the high percentage of luxury brands.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the 2025 Mustang GTD. This is kind of a mind blower in terms of horsepower. 815 horsepower, 664 pound-feet of torque, top speed of 202 miles an hour out of a Mustang. I mean, I think you are kind of a Ford fan, have always been. You've got to be quite excited about this. What's your take?
Yeah, I mean, what they've done is they've taken the Mustang out of the realm of muscle cars and sports cars and moved it into this almost supercar realm, right? It's got active aerodynamic bodywork. It's got inboard suspension, like things that you would only dream of on like an F1 car you're getting in a Mustang here. And the result is very impressive, Jack. I mean, the car looks like a Mustang, but at the same time, it's like every proportion is blown out and everything is taken to the max. I'm a big fan. I mean, I'll never be able to afford one at more than probably $300,000, but it's definitely fun to talk about and look at.
Well, and I like the fact that Ford is in some ways doubling down on Mustang. I think we reported last week that Chevrolet has pulled Camaro. We're not going to see a 2025 Camaro. I mean, so many performance cars have just gone by the wayside. So the fact that Ford is sticking with the Mustang, certainly it's an icon for them and has been forever and ever. And to build this vehicle, as you say, not very approachable for most of us, but kind of a nice halo around that brand, I think.
Absolutely. And just like the Ford GT did, it's going to be a big talking point for, the brand's performance aspirations. The Mustang Shelby GT500 had the supercharged V8 with, what, more than 700 or almost 700 horsepower. And this takes it beyond that and the lightweight work, and the bodywork and everything. It's more of a complete performance package than something like a Dodge Hellcat would be. So I'm really excited, and I hope one of us gets to drive it at some point.
Yeah, I'm not counting on that anytime soon, but it would be certainly very interesting to do. And I guess they're doing a lot of testing at Nürburgring, I guess, because they can. It's a great place to do some testing. And certainly if you want to establish bragging rights on a vehicle, I mean, the ring is the place to go, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, one of these days we'll get over there, Chris. We'll have some fun at the Nürburgring. Well, this is a story that I think we had anticipated a long time coming. Maybe when Volvo introduced vehicle subscriptions, we kind of wondered whether it would be very popular with the American public. They introduced a thing called Care by Volvo in 2017. The idea was to allow people to subscribe to a car, kind of bundle everything, insurance coverage, maintenance, everything pretty much but gas and oil into one payment, which I think on the face of it sounds pretty appealing, maybe appealing to a lot of people, but it just never seemed to take hold. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, of all the automotive initiatives we see in the marketplace, incentives, promotions, and all those things, like Care by Volvo is one that always flew, three or four notches below the radar. And it never really gained, commercial attention like other programs do, which is probably why they didn't see the number of subscribers that they had hoped to, and maybe ultimately leading to them closing it down.
Yeah, I think something we talked about earlier in this segment, leasing was was the doom for subscriptions. I think people find that leasing is maybe all they want, gives them the flexibility they want and the longevity they want. I think a lot of people realize that I don't need to change a car every month or every 2 months or every year. I mean, I'll keep my car for 2 or 3 years with a lease and move onward. I mean, I think you guys do that in your household, and it kind of makes sense to you. And I think that's why Care by Volvo is just not all that interesting.
Yeah, I burn through cars much faster than the average consumer does, and even that pace is a little stout for me. You know, I try to keep cars at least a year or more. But I mean, if you really want to get into that program, it would have been nice, you know, but Audi and others have already canceled theirs. So Volvo was the last holdout, and now that's gone. So
yeah.
I guess the market's not really ready for that.
No, and maybe it will never be ready for that. Another piece in the news, kind of interesting to me, especially if you care about fuel economy, is the fact that a guy I think we know, Wayne Girdes, has set a Guinness World Record for lowest fuel consumption driving across the U.S., in a Toyota Prius. He achieved 93.158 miles per gallon driving coast to coast in a Prius LE.
Yeah, it's impressive. You know, hybrids don't always deliver their best fuel economy on the highway or at highway speeds. So he was definitely doing some serious hypermiling. But it just goes to show that you can take a gas-powered vehicle and make it pretty efficient.
I think what we will be ready for is some road tests of some pretty cool vehicles. That's coming up, so stay with us for that. I was driving the Ford Ranger. And Chris, remind me as to what you're driving this week.
I was driving the Dodge Hornet.
Ah, the Dodge Hornet, yeah. Two domestic brands. That's kind of cool to talk about, so we will be talking about that in the next segment. Stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
On the road. Welcome back to America on the Road with Christine Jackie Redd back with you. And we are contemplating our road tests for this week. I love road tests, and you have a really interesting vehicle. I was on the launch of this vehicle. I don't think I've driven it since, but the Dodge Hornet is a fascinating new era for Dodge. Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, Dodge debuted the SUV back in 2023. That was its first model year, and it's based on the Alfa Romeo, on an Alfa Romeo SUV as well. So it feels a little bit more upscale inside than a traditional Dodge sort of run-of-the-mill compact crossover. And I think it gained some performance from that setup as well. Jack, before I go too far, what did you think of the Hornet's styling and driving functionality when you tested it on the first drive?
I liked it a lot. I'll tell you, I tested both versions. You're probably going to talk about this a little bit. I liked one version a lot more than the other. I won't go any farther right now on that. But I thought there was a lot of interesting aspects to it. At the same time, very European. I mean, way different than the typical Dodge, right?
Yeah, it's interesting to see. You know, Dodge is one of those automakers that typically puts the volume and the station controls for the stereo on the back of the steering wheel. One of the things that really stuck out to me when I got in here is that it has a traditional front-facing volume control, which is a small thing, but it's completely different than all the other Stellantis vehicles you can buy. In any case, you get two powertrain choices here, and they're split by trim. So the GT that I tested gets a turbocharged four-cylinder engine. That's a gas engine. The RT model, which I tested a while back, and I'll also mention in a little bit, gets a plug-in hybrid powertrain with more torque. So you kind of have two directions to go here. Pricing starts at around $31,500 for the gas model and reaches almost $50,000 for the plug-in hybrid. Now, these are prices for 2024. We don't have 2025s. Exact pricing yet, but I would expect them to be right around that mark. So, you know, not too much more than that. But the GT, as I said, comes with a turbocharged 2.0 liter four cylinder. You get 268 horsepower, 295 pound feet of torque. All wheel drive is standard, which is very nice, and a 9-speed automatic transmission. Dodge says this is the quickest SUV in its class. I haven't put that to the test, but they quote a 0-60 time of just around 6.5 seconds, which pretty darn quick for a four-cylinder family hauler, I guess you could call it. And then the RT is a little bit quicker just because you have the torque from the electric motor coming right off the line. I will say, Jack, it definitely feels quicker than like a RAV4 or something similar to that. But I will tell you, the 9-speed automatic transmission does stumble a bit at low speeds, which for people who drive almost exclusively in the city, this is going to be something that you notice every time you take off in a parking lot or in, you know, the school drop-off line. It stumbles a little bit as it fit, you know, it's hitting first, second, third gear as quick as it can to save fuel economy, and that doesn't feel all that refined in motion. That said, the ride quality is very smooth. It's a comfortable vehicle on the road. There's a little bit more engine noise and road noise than I'd like to hear in this, especially if I had kids who still took naps in the car. But overall, you know, pretty comfortable for a ride from a ride quality standpoint. You get cloth upholstery, if I could talk today, as standard. My GT Plus came with leather upholstery. You get heated and ventilated front seats. There's plenty of room, Jack, in the first two seats here. I would say the second row here would probably feel a little bit tight for adults, especially if you're trying to do three across. This is advertised as a 5-seat vehicle. However, my kids are not as tall as an adult just yet, so they're comfortable just fine in the back. The visibility in this thing is very good. I found it to be unobstructed. You know, you don't have the large pillars up front and everything. So from a driver perspective, this is a very comfortable car. You get a good ergonomics and a lot of space with good visibility, as I said. It comes with a 10.25-inch touchscreen and a 12.3-inch digital instrument cluster. The one thing that I'll say about this, despite 10.25 inches being, you know, reasonably large by today's standards, it is a rectangular that is oriented horizontally. So what you end up with is a very wide very skinny screen, and there's a lot of stuff. This is Uconnect, so you get a lot of stuff programmed in here, and it can feel a little bit daunting to try to search through all the menus while you're looking for the features. But you do get plenty of stuff here. You get wireless Android Auto and Apple CarPlay. You get 6 speakers, satellite radio. My vehicle had an upgraded Harman Kardon stereo, and then a full suite of safety equipment too. So a lot to like here, Jack. The price is okay, I think, other than stumbles from the transmission and, you know, some quibbles between Dodge and Alfa Romeo styling and things. I think I would be just fine owning this. It's very comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I got a sense that this is a European vehicle. I mean, as I'm driving it more and more, it doesn't seem like a mainstream compact SUV for the American market, which can be good or bad, you know, depending on how you look at it. I mean, I like the handling of it. I kind of like the just overall look of it, you know, the feel of it. It gives you a bit of European lilt. At the same time, it's a Dodge. So that's kind of a cross-culture battle there. But I think there's, for the right buyer, it's great. I just don't see a compelling reason to look at this for the mainstream buyer in this segment.
You know, Dodge is definitely an outlier in the segment. This is their first model there. So it'll be interesting to see how and if it takes off. I mean, we're now almost 3 years in, so we'll just have to see.
Well, I'm not seeing a lot of them in the wild here on the West Coast, but maybe.
I've seen two. That's it.
There you go. Maybe in the middle of the country, seeing tons of them. I was driving the Ford Ranger 4x4 Lariat FX4, and of course the Ranger is their midsize pickup truck that was completely redesigned for the 2024 model year. Completely new styling, both inside and out. A lot of the styling is reminiscent of the F-150, which makes a lot of sense, the market leader in the full-size truck realm. Ford had exited in the American market, the midsize truck market, for a while, and then has come back in. It came back in kind of late with a previous edition of the Ranger. Now this Ranger is designed with North American market in mind as well as world markets. The vehicle I had a turbocharged 2.3-liter four-cylinder engine, which is the base engine. You can get a twin-turbo 2.7-liter V6. You can get rear drive or all-wheel drive, and as I mentioned, or four-wheel drive, rather. And as I mentioned, I had a 4x4. Before I go any farther, Chris, I mean, just what's your overall reaction to the looks of this new vehicle and the fact that Ford is putting a lot of effort into this segment?
I really like it. You know, the last Ranger we had was one that had debuted at a global market several years before we got it, so it was already old by the time we saw it.
Right.
This one's a little bit closer to an alignment, to be in alignment with the other markets, so I like the styling. The interior definitely got a good glow up. You know, I always felt the last one was a little basic. So I'm on board with it. I've only sat in one. I haven't driven one yet. I went to a dealer a few weeks ago and checked it out, but I'm excited.
It's offered only in a crew cab with 4 full-size doors, which is what pretty much everybody is buying. What it does, though, is it kind of limits the bed size, but I guess that's okay with most people. It does have a completely redesigned interior with a large vertically oriented infotainment system that works well. And, you know, I think it's right up there with its competitors. Certainly the Toyota Tacoma is kind of the 800-pound gorilla in this segment, and there's a new one of those as well. But the fifth-generation Ranger is very, very cool. Prices runs from about $35,000 up to $45,000 as a base, and then I'm sure you can get one if you add enough stuff to be over $50,000. The vehicle I tested, I have the Monroney, but it's a vehicle not for sale, so it doesn't have an actual price on it, but my guess is it would be something in the $50,000 range. It's got a lot of stuff on it, which is good. I like the stuff. But if you were budget shopping, you might want to go for something like an XLT version as opposed to the Lariat version I had. As I mentioned, the four-cylinder engine is the base engine in this. 270 horsepower and plenty of horsepower seem to work well. 10-speed automatic transmission, no issues with the transmission. No weird stop-start stuff or anything like that. Reasonably quick. Can maybe do 0 to 60 in 6.5-7 seconds, which for a pickup truck with a payload is getting up towards 2,000 pounds, 1,800 pounds or something like that. With the four-wheel drive trim, it's a little less, but and pretty good fuel economy, too. 25 miles per gallon highway, according to the EPA. 24, I guess, with the 4x4. So I think there's a lot to like about this vehicle. You know, 12.4-inch infotainment system, running a good system, has standard Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, You can get in-dash navigation. You can get Sirius XM radio. You can get a wireless smartphone charging pad. So you've sat in this thing. I mean, what's your reaction to the interior?
I like it. I mean, like I said, the last one felt a little basic. This one feels more like an everyday vehicle that you could be comfortable and live with without many sacrifices. So I'm on board with it.
Yeah, some of the functions are integrated into the infotainment system, which is a little bit troubling for us. I think we're kind of buttons and knobs guys. I certainly am. But I do like the standard and available driver assistance features. It has forward collision warning, of course. Virtually all vehicles have that, and automated emergency braking. You can get blind spot monitoring, which my vehicle had, rear cross traffic alert, adaptive cruise control, a lot of those things. So overall, I mean, this is a player. I mean, absolute player. I think it can play in the same league absolutely with the Tacoma, and the Tacoma is very good. And if you want a vehicle with better ride quality, I think the ride quality of the Ranger is much superior to the Tacoma, which still has a tendency to jar your feelings a little bit. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm... I think that a lot of these trucks need to do a little bit more if they want to be sort of like the everyday comfortable vehicles. But the new Tacoma has done a good job at that. The last one was pretty bad from a seating position and ride quality. So I hope that things are better with the new Ranger.
Yeah, seemed to be. I mean, I liked it a lot. So certainly one to look at. Nicely priced between $35,000 and $50,000, something like that. So take a look if you're looking for a vehicle. Actually, if you're looking for a full-size pickup truck, you might want to look at the Ranger too, because it's getting to be where it has that kind of functionality, both towing and payload functionality. So look for that. If you like our show, please listen on this radio station each week. Let your friends know where you listen to America on the Road and when, of course. And of course, if you want to pass along a podcast, we would appreciate that. And when we come back, we will have a special guest. His name is Brad Arnold. He is a Hyundai designer. And we'll be talking about the 2025 Hyundai Tucson. He had a big hand in the design of that. So we'll chat with him about that. I talked with him on a recent event. So stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. And get even more of an interior refresh with up to 40% off select vanities and free delivery. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants chips?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jackie Redd back with you. And we're in the central coast of California, driving a bunch of very interesting Hyundai vehicles. And with me is a designer who's responsible for a lot of the looks of a lot of these vehicles, not just one, actually. His name is Brad Arnold. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you for having me.
So many vehicles to talk about here. Usually we're just talking about one, but there's several that we can talk about. Let's start with maybe your baby. I think Santa Cruz came out of your studio, and a pretty interesting vehicle.
Yeah.
A vehicle I've loved from the beginning.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about that and what's going on with it for 2025.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, our studio designed Santa Cruz the first go-around, as well as this latest enhancement, the 2025, along with the XRT variant. XRT's become increasingly important to us. We work on a lot of XRT models, and we're developing that strategy as we go forward. And especially on the XRT, we wanted to make sure that we enhanced what was already there, gave it a stronger front end, and gave it a bit more off-road capability, along with a bit more engineering. But yeah, really fun design. And
XRT is basically Hyundai's off-road designation, right?
Yeah,
And largely North America only, I think, right? Is that correct?
So far. Yeah, so far. But, you know, as you know, off-roading is not exclusive to us.
Right.
But it's something that we're, I'll say, experts in, right? Because we're around these vehicles all the time and around probably know people that use off-road vehicles. And so we're, let's say, subject matter experts in that way.
Right, right. Yeah. Talk about what you've done with Santa Cruz for this model year. It seems tougher, maybe more masculine, more upright, all of those things. So talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, so not just for the XRT, but the normal, let's say, limited trim model. We just gave it a wider, more imposing front end. Obviously, when we're developing the first one, we were the first ones going into that segment. So understanding the landscape a bit more now, this time around, we made some adjustments to make it feel a bit more vertical, a bit more robust, stronger top to bottom, especially in the front end architecture. And then with the XRT, carry that over to the rear as well. So a bit more vertical presence and sort of down road impression.
With the original Santa Cruz, you kind of found some white space, right? And
yeah.
This is a market with very little white space, but you know, new frontier for you. You've learned something now.
Yep.
What did you really learn from the last couple of years, several years?
I mean, even if there was nothing else in the marketplace, I think designers were naturally observant people. And so you see your product on the road for several years, and there's things that you're like, oh, I wish we could have done this. I wish we could have done that. And so we're always improving and wanting to improve everything. Designers are, we would never put the pens down if there wasn't a drop-dead production deadline. So it's just natural.
Yeah. How do you go about tweaking a design? I guess a lot of stuff is probably done computerized these days, but you're still sketching, right? And you know, it's like we used to draw on our notebooks, except you were much more talented than I was to drawing on the notebook,
that
kind of thing. But talk about that.
Yeah, as you pointed out, we do a lot of digital work nowadays. And I would say the difference between when I came into the industry and was started working professionally and now is we've kind of eliminated or at least significantly reduced the middle portion of the design process, which is like belaboring a lot of Photoshop renderings. We do a lot of doodles, and then we just go straight to data. So we kind of jokingly call our design process doodles and data, because you do a little doodle on the side, figure out what you want to do, and then you just build it. And in that, we're kind of using the computer now as our refinement stage.
One of the many things we're talking about here today is the, and driving for that matter, is the 2025 Hyundai Tucson. Very successful vehicle for Hyundai over time.
Yeah.
In its fourth generation. Tell us about what's new.
Yeah, so the team in Korea, design team, redesigned that car, designed the original car, and also did the mid-cycle enhancement. Front end's a lot wider, a lot more vertical structure through the front end, so just a tougher-looking front end, but matches really well to the body side. That's the biggest enhancement on the exterior. Interior is probably where you'll notice the biggest improvement over the previous vehicle. A much wider IP layout and screen layout, and much more open feel, and I think definitely is the most significant significant area of change.
Right. I mean, this was a vehicle that was very successful, much loved by its owners at the same time. You're charged with changing it.
Right.
I mean, that involves some mental gymnastics, I would imagine. What to change, what not to change, what you can change, given the fact that you're in the middle of a cycle and you can't change a whole lot in terms of hard points.
Sure, yeah.
Just walk us through the thinking there of what you did.
Yeah, as you mentioned, with facelifts, you kind of end up having anchor points, you know. So in this case, let's say if we're talking about the front end, the fender shape, the hood profile, and a lot of times the headlight location. So the high and low beam, which is positioned down low. We were able to change the DRL shape, so we've widened that. We feel like that parametric jewel layout is quite iconic and something that people remember and like about the Tucson and Santa Cruz. So they maintained that, but they widened it and gave it a more vertical alignment, which makes the overall front just feel a lot more serious and more upright. Mm-hmm. But then redesigned the rest of the front end around those change components.
We've seen some evolution, I guess, in crossovers and SUVs over time. And there was the rugged period. This is an off-roader where, you know, we're going to go crashing through the bush. And then I think there was kind of a shift in style and, you know, really emphasizing, there goes a Hyundai now, emphasizing a more on-street kind of look to it.
Yeah.
And now I think the drift is back toward at least making it look rugged. Whether people are actually taking him off-road or not is open to question. But what's your thinking on that?
I think both designs, the Tucson and the Santa Cruz, have struck a really good balance between, like, I'll say, modern, alluring. I think the parametric jewel lighting is something that people find intriguing and they view as modern. Mm-hmm. And that's by design. But then the shapes around it have a lot of crown and musculature and strength in the volumes that surround that. So I think for us, striking that balance was really important, especially on the Tucson that you're mentioning, having a nice balance of modernity but also power. And I think that gives people a couple of things that they're looking for out of a vehicle in this segment.
Mm-hmm. How does gender figure into all this? I would imagine with Tucson, you probably have something like a 50-50 split in terms of who are the drivers of this vehicle. Is it half female, half male?
Yeah.
And maybe some people who are half male and half female. Who knows?
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And then maybe with Santa Cruz, a little different than that, or maybe not. I don't know. I mean, you tell me.
I mean, one thing that I've learned throughout my career thus far is not to predict who's going to be who you're designing for, especially with, as you mentioned, the Tucson, because it's such a wide range of ages, income levels. There's so many different reasons why you would buy a Tucson. And a Santa Cruz, for that matter. And I think what we try to do is design for an aspirational sort of image or their lifestyle, activities that they might be doing, and make sure that that's the focus. And if you end up being 65 or 25, if you're doing a similar activity or you have a similar outlook on life, this will appeal to
and
you.
And I think outlook on life is an important thing, right? I mean, a lot of people put on a car or a vehicle the way they put on their clothes, and it kind of expresses them, right?
Yes.
And it shows you how they feel about themselves.
Yeah.
And so if they have that mindset that I'm an outdoorsy kind of person,
right?
You know, they want something that expresses that in their vehicle. They don't want something that doesn't express that.
Yes.
Whether they actually go outdoors a lot or, you know, have a canoe or, a stand-up paddleboard.
Sometimes
or something
it doesn't matter. It's how that makes them feel. If I wanted to do that, I could, or at least the form alludes to the fact you could.
Right.
Yeah.
You alluded to the fact that you were doing a lot of research on as you put the various projects together.
Yeah.
You do consumer research, and you also do kind of in-person research among your team. You go camping. You do things like that.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great scam, number one. I think that's a great idea. You know, get the company to pay for the camping trip. Really smart idea. But you really, I'm being facetious, you learn a lot from that, don't you?
You do. And I think, you know, to your point about how capable the vehicles are, you know, a lot of times I've learned that the vehicles are a lot more capable than I would have imagined, even working for the company. We take them on, you know, even the off-road route here, you're like, this is as capable as I need this car to be. I'm pretty realistic about we're not going to go crazy off-roading. Mm-hmm. And so we encourage our designers to take these prototypes up, smash them up. These are prototypes. They're going to be crushed anyways. So get the experience out of them, understand how the customer is going to be using them, and you'll be designing from a more informed point of view.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us a little bit about the process, because I think a lot of folks don't realize that a lot of global car companies have studios all over the globe in various locations, and they frequently compete on design projects. Walk us through that.
Yeah, so our three main studios, you know, historically were our California studio, the studio in Germany, and then, of course, the mothership in Korea. And we've got a lot of other studios now, though, in India, Japan, China, that are getting bigger and definitely more competitive. So, yes, as you mentioned, it tends to be a competitive beginning to each project where each studio throws in proposals, and then we whittle it down to the best possible design. And in this case, our Korean studio is the one that got chosen to design the Tucson and the facelift for the Tucson. Did a fantastic job, and it's the car still sits really well on its wheels, and the front-end enhancements have only pushed that over even further.
Yeah, it is a good-looking vehicle. Yeah. And talk about what's happened to it. Certainly some front-end changes to Tucson as well as Santa Cruz. Talk about that.
Yeah, so the enhancements were mainly focused on front and rear fascia. XRT, you see a little bit more changes to some of the wheel claddings, and the wheel is the same XRT wheel from the Santa Cruz. Really good enhancements to both front and rear. I think you take the biggest notice of the front just because of the stature of where the lights sit.
Yeah.
That's the biggest impression change, I think. But actually, on both cars, the biggest enhanced area, I feel, and where people see the most change is the interior. That curved display, it's really opened up. The redesigned center console and IP really opened up that interior, made it feel a lot bigger. And I was just noticing how useful the storage tray and the IP was while we were doing the off-road course, especially sitting in the passenger seat. So I think that's the biggest area change.
I know you can't tell us about future products, but you probably can tell us how distant in the future you were working. Are you looking at stuff that's 3 years out, 5 years out, seven years out, 10 years out? Or, you know, what are you working on?
I think kind of all of the above. My team specifically, the exterior, and my colleague, the interior folks in our studio, typically focusing about 3 years out, maybe a little bit further than that, but a lot of times 3 years. Hyundai moves pretty fast.
When you come to one of these things and you have to explain to guys like me, you know, what was done, and it was done a while ago.
Right.
I mean, do you have to go into the Wayback Machine and kind of figure out, you know, what the thinking was?
Yeah, you do. I mean, we have to remember, we had that one sketch, you know, and you have to start pulling out from the archives, like things that would be relevant to share about the design process and things that customer will find interesting. So yeah, we definitely have to dig through the folder archives in the computer and remember. But what's interesting is, because we're always living 3 years in the future, by the time something comes out, you're already thinking about how you can improve it the next time. And to your point as well, you've gotten 3 years of customer data since then, or you've gotten 3 years of stopping at a gas station and hearing feedback from somebody that has a Santa Cruz or has a Santa Fe, and you're getting that feedback. So let's say you're much more informed by this point than you were 2.5 years ago. So we're always trying to make it better, obviously.
Right. Talking about the Santa Cruz, again, white space, interesting, small truck, where there weren't any for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And back in the day, they weren't four or five passenger vehicles either,
right.
Which is a whole different kind of thing. What have you learned with the first gen that you could take going forward?
I think one is a topic that we just covered, which is that you can't predict who's going to drive it. I'm always shocked to find customers that I didn't expect to be driving a Santa Cruz, and definitely didn't illustrate in our drawings. And then so you find enjoyment in those stories from customers that, this is how we use it. And you're like, great. If that works for you, then I'm happy we delivered. We just wanted to expand on that character. We love seeing the car out there on the road. We felt like the second time around, we can make it feel bigger, even though dimensionally it's exactly the same. We could make the front end feel taller, feel wider, and with the XRT, do the same thing to the rear. So just expanding upon the spirit that was already there and trying not to detract from what it does so well, which is striking that balance of capability and modern allure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very cool vehicle.
Thank you.
Very, 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 very And that was our interview with Brad Arnold of Hyundai, a Hyundai designer, and our thanks to him for telling us about the new Hyundai Tucson for 2025. I enjoyed speaking with him. Interesting guy. We'll have more when we come back. It will be listener question time, so please stay with us right here for more on America on the Road.
Listener.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Coach Chris Teague. This is Jackie Redd back with you, and we're so glad you're with us. We do appreciate it very, very much. It is listener question time, and we love to get your listener questions and comments, so send them to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. And Chris, here's an interesting question for you. This is from William in Tulare, California. He says this: I was intrigued by your description of the Ionic 5N in last week's show. It kind of sounds like a giant video game. Do you like that or not? And will cars be like that in the future?
Well, I can tell you that I like the performance. I mean, the numbers you cited last week were very impressive. The other thing that I'll say, completely opposite of that, is that I also enjoy the tactile feel of driving a car that makes noise and sound and vibrates. And my GR Corolla makes less than half the horsepower of the Ionic 5N, but it makes all the good noises and it sounds great, even at low speeds. So I think that's my opinion. In terms of whether we'll see this going forward, I think we already have. I mean, even gas cars are kind of moving towards this, you know, taking the powertrain out of the equation as much as possible and just putting the technology in front of you. So I think we're already well down that road, Jack. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you talked about the sound of the vehicle, because the Ionic 5 has synthetic sound. You know, it plays and it's kind of the default, and then you can change kind of the soundtrack. I basically turned it off because it just kind of upsets me. Viscerally makes me kind of irritated that it's making false sounds and just playing stuff through the sound system. But I guess that's maybe that's the future. I don't know, because as you say, people do like that sound.
Yeah, they do. It's a big part of the experience for me. I mean, I've had fun in EVs, but I have a lot more fun, even at lower speeds than in a rowdy gas car.
Well, that kind of wraps up our show for this week. Before we go, I'd like to mention my newest book, Dance in the Dark. It's a crime thriller inspired by true crime, available on Amazon in both ebook and paperback form. If you like our show, please listen on this radio station each week. Let your friends know where you listen to America on the Road and when, of course. And of course, if you want to pass along a podcast, we would appreciate that. And it's easy to obtain, isn't it, Chris?
Yes. Quick Google search for the America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the rest. Like us, download us, leave us a review. All those things help us out, and you can take us with you wherever you go.
Our thanks to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying America on the Road. And number one, thanks to you for listening to America on the Road. We do appreciate it, and we hope you join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.